activated by Jesus. So at this time, without any further ado, we're going to thank God for the Word of God. Amen. Thank God for, amen. Deacon Howard Gavin is going to come forward now in his own unique way as a methodology of the great scriptures. Amen. The gospel of the grace of God. At this time, let's open our spiritual ears. Amen. Even the corroboration, Old Testament says, to him that hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Well, we can hear, amen, to what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church today. So again, without any further ado, Deacon Howard Gavin is going to come forth now with the Word of God, which is the gospel of the grace of God. Deacon Howard Gavin, amen.
The church, amen again. Praise Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. You notice I didn't opt to change the song. Amen, because it speaks so much. Amen. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Let us have a word of prayer. Right now it's 5 minutes after. I know how much time I have. Dear and blessed Lord God, our Father, we come again to thank you, to praise you, and to bless you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace unto us all, for your people being assembled, Lord, to hear, to receive, to worship, oh God, and to experience your love. And my God, the fellowship of those also experiencing your love. Now we pray, oh God, that you would cause this, thy word, first, Lord, to be indelibly endowed in the heart of the speaker, your vessel here, and Lord, to go out in proclamation and power your word, Lord, unto your people, that they may be comforted through knowledge, my God, comprehension, by your Holy Spirit acting upon our spirits, O Lord, according to that information you've given us in our truth, our gospel, the gospel of the grace of God. Lord, we thank you now in Jesus' name. Have thy way, Lord. Have thy way all the way in Jesus' name. Amen. I am yet reflecting, ministering from, and going to try to finish up God's sovereignty in election to salvation. God's sovereignty in election to salvation. Most of God's people think erroneously that they get saved or got saved. Nothing could be further from the truth. God chose some unto salvation. Now we'll speak it, and throughout the next hour, we will prove it scripturally to those minds whom the Lord has touched and enabled to receive it, that God's, it's his sovereignty in election to salvation. Sovereignty means his absolute right, his supreme power, his supreme authority. In election, we are familiar with elections in this country. We live in a country where we choose our leaders. We choose them. We choose one over the other. So in the choice of the one, you of necessity are rejecting the other one. Election means choice or choosing. And that is to, God chose us to something, the greatest entity of all creation. Amen. I didn't say the greatest one. The greatest entity of all creation is the salvation of the elect. Salvation means our, not temporary, not sometime, not in and out, but our eternal relationship or sonship position to God in Christ. It means a deliverance from sin and its consequences. We are delivered. Not going to be, we are delivered. It means preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or ultimate loss, ultimate ruin, ultimate loss, ultimate harm. We are delivered from those things. They are at best in our daily lives, in time, according to the flesh, in physicality, harm, temporary, if God has decreed it in our pathway. Loss, temporary, and if God has decreed it or determined it in our pathway or in our walk through and in physicality. And loss, oh my God, temporary. There's no loss in our eternal essence. Amen. We have to separate, amen, and evaluate the real and true us, which is spirit, abiding eternally in the body of Christ, from the temporary us, encapsulated in flesh, in the created entity of time. Amen. Now, we're going to begin. We got a long way to go, and I will do my best, amen, to finish up. But if not, I will, praise God, I will return, amen, for round two or round three in finishing up. First finish, second finish, and on. Won't you turn with me in your Bibles, and Elder Liverman, our designated reader, where we always begin in Ephesians, in that document which the Lord gave our pastor to write, God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation, the text verses that he wrote from via the Holy Spirit are Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 primarily through 5 or 6, and I added on verse 7 as well. All right, Elder, again, as usual, please read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 from the King James Version, and continue 3 through 7 from the interlinear Greek text. Now, the interlinear Greek text was taken from the older manuscripts. No one has the original copies, but they were taken from copies of copies, and this was taken from the older copies, the interlinear Greek text. And we favor it quietly because above the English word, the author has put the Greek word so that his feet are held closer to the fire in his giving of the meaning of that word. Amen. Or his interpretation of that word. All right, but sometime even he deviated because he was predisposed, being a Greek scholar, he was predisposed to believing the scriptures, amen, and nowadays and many times before, denominationally, he was predisposed to having interpreted the scriptures, amen, as he felt that they should have been interpreted. But we do exegesis. We use the tool of exegesis. Ex out. Bring out from the Greek language. We use the tools of the grammar, the context, and the historical to bring out the meaning of the Greek text. In the historical, we are in the grace dispensation. We're in it. And it's been in manifestation now for around 2,000 years. The revelation of the mystery was given to the Apostle Paul for the grace church, which is Christ's body. And so we are under the grace covenant. Each of the seven dispensations had a covenant, an agreement or a testament that God gave his elect in it. They were either bilateral or unilateral. By meaning two. God's elect kept their part, and God certainly was able and did his part. Amen. But in the unilateral covenant, there were no conditions or you do your part keeping, amen, in the unilateral covenant. And we are in the dispensation of grace and under the grace covenant. So God placed everything upon him to effectuate or bring to pass the covenant, and no, amen, responsibility of effectuating the covenant was placed on us, not in grace, as it would have been called something else. It would have been called grace and works. Amen. So grace means God's favor, a gift, a benefit unto those he chose. Now, I said a mouthful, and we are going to, by the aid of the agency of the Holy Spirit, seek to scripturally approve. Now, if some do not believe, that is because, amen, God, peradventure, have not given the comprehension to those his people that do not believe that you do not get saved. All comprehension and knowledge comes from God, certainly spiritual knowledge. We do not get saved, and we are going to prove it scripturally that we were chosen before we were manifested in the flesh to do anything pro or nay regarding our eternal salvation. Elder Liverman, introduction.
Ephesians chapter 1.
Ephesians 1, beginning verse 1. King James Version.
First verse. Verse 1 and 2, King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
by the will of God,
yes, sir.
To the saints which are at Ephesus,
mm-hmm.
and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
If we are faithful, it's where we abide, because we're in Christ Jesus. We are not faithful of our own selves, walking around every day in the flesh. We are not. We are only faithful in Christ where we actually, eternally abide. We are manifested in bodies as our Lord Jesus Christ was manifested in a body for the suffering of death for the sins of the elect, all of the elect in all seven dispensations, and we are placed in bodies for God's purpose. We eternal children of God, spirit, like our Father God, spirit eternally placed in bodies for God's purpose and manifestation. What he has purposed regarding each of us in time and physicality. Christ, again, Christ's purpose was for the manifestation of the suffering of death as he hung on Calvary. Otherwise, the eternal Christ could not die. It was manifested on Calvary, done in eternity through a saying of God, a decree of God, and manifested on Calvary in time. All right, Elder, what does God say to us in verse 2?
Verse 2, grace to you
mm-hmm.
and peace from God our Father
mm-hmm.
and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, you will hear me giving a lot of explanation because I am led to. Many or most of God's people are falling short in being taught what the Bible actually teaches. If I get into a harangue, and I said it's wrong now, if I get into a harangue and go to hum, and I might miss something in the excitement and expression of the moment that need to be articulated to God's people. Not that it's wrong, again, to express yourself in a certain way. But God's people have to be informed from our truth, the gospel of the grace of God, the mystery, amen, in this dispensation and in our covenant, in and of our covenant of grace.
Yes.
Elder, read now from the interlinear Greek text. Now, if in my explanation I do not finish, I already reserved the right to come back and finish number 2 or finish number 3. Elder, verse 3 from the interlinear Greek text, please.
Verse 3, interlinear Greek. Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us,
the Lord
Jesus Christ.
He is our Lord, and it names him. We are not our own. We do not belong to ourselves. The Lord of us, over us, amen, is Jesus Christ. Read, Elder.
Thus, having blessed us with every blessing spiritual.
The having blessed us in each and every blessing spiritual. That's where our true blessings are. The spiritual, eternal. Everything in physicality, in time, and ultimately time itself will be no more. It will come to an end. It has, amen, according to God, an expected end. And everything that we have in time will come, it's temporary. It will come to a cessation. But who we are and what we have eternally abides. And eternity has not been dissected, split, cut into, gone nowhere. Eternity is. And that's the venue of our salvation and our abode in Christ eternally. Amen. Again, we do not get saved. Praise God. All right, read on, Elder.
We were in the heavenlies in Christ.
In the heavenlies in Christ. I was saying we were saved in eternity. Read, Elder.
Blessed the God and Father in the heavenlies in Christ.
I praise the God and
Father. As he chose us.
Amen. Of Christ as he chose us.
In him.
In him.
Before foundation of world.
Before creation or before the laying of the foundation of the world through a saying, speaking it into existence. He chose us. He elected us. He selected us in Christ. Us. Notice throughout this proclamation, this proclaiming, the personal pronouns. Us, we, our, they, them, those, there. We are not them. Those are not us. And never could we exchange places. Eternity, everything is. You have no sequencing, no changing, no moving around from this to that. Everything is in eternity. We were chosen in Christ in eternity. Period. Thank you. Period. End of story. Praise Jesus. Read, Elder.
Us holy and unblemished before him in love.
Being. Now, that's an infinitive. And in King James, they put to be. That's the way we do in the English in bringing forth an infinitive, put two in front of it, but it gives it a future inference. Amen. No, no. Being, it's a present infinitive. We are because we always were. Oh, we just don't know who we are as people of God. But God's word, it informs us. It's given to inform us, not to save us. Because that was done in eternity before the creation of time. It is given to inform us of what is and what isn't. What's real, what's not. What's an illusion, and what is according to God.
Amen.
Praise him. Read on, Elder.
Verse 5.
Verse 5.
Predestining us to adoption of sons.
Now, Holy Elder, let me say this. I have, in my excitement, let at least a couple of aorist tenses go by. The aorist tense in the Greek is much, much, way, way stronger, as the Holy Spirit gave these writings to be written in the Greek language. It's greater than the past tense in time. The past tense is in the created entity of time. It had a start, and according to Revelation, it has an ending. But the aorist tense is not, amen, identified in that way. It is a completed action. Well, next question, when was it completed? It was completed in the venue where no time abides. It was always completed. Eternity. Now, our finite minds are not able to accurately and efficiently conceive no beginning, no ending. When we are governed, engaged, and moved in time and physicality by time, time to eat, time to sleep, time to go to work, time to retire, time to leave out of here. Amen. But that's what God's Word says. The Holy Spirit will have to give us the enablement to believe it and receive it. That's His job. All right. Having predestinated us, aorist tense, aorist, completed action. When? In eternity. It was always completed, where there is no time. None. Trillions and trillions and trillions of years, or trillions and trillions and trillions of ages, have no significance in eternity. None. But our finite minds, we can't now, in this venue, in these bodies, fully comprehend that. Having predestinated us to adoption of sons through Jesus Christ to Himself. According to what, Elder?
According to the good pleasure of the will of Him.
The will of Him. It was God's good pleasure to son position us in Christ. He wasn't begrudging in doing it. Because He did the choosing. He picked out us and rejected others. So it was His good pleasure, those whom He purposed, chose, willed, amen, to having predestinated or son position in the body of Christ. It was all His doing, not ours. All right, Elder, finish that.
Amen. Verse 6. To praise of glory
and he did
of the grace of Him.
He did it to the praise of the glory of the grace of Him. Oh, glory. We're going to magnify grace today. And the grace, amen, that God gave us initially in choosing us, not others. We can't boast about it because we were graced in the choice, not according to our works or anything we could bring forth or do. Again, we do not get saved. We were chosen unto salvation and son positioning by God, our Father, eternal Father, Spirit, like we are in our eternal essence, Spirit. We were chosen of Him in the unlimitedness of eternality. Eternity. Go on, Elder.
Of which He favored us now, in the having been loved.
He favored or graced us in the having been loved. And having been and are loved. Now let me say this. That Greek word grace and favored are from the same root word. Kardis, grace, and karditu, grace or favored. From the same base word, kardis, in the Greek. He graced us in the beloved. Amen. We already are and were, and God graced us in the beloved. All right. Let me bring it down to an analogy. You have your children in your family, in your house or out of your house, and you give them a gift or an expression of love. That did not make them your children, but you graced them whom you had already produced, brought forth as your own. You love them, and therefore you graced them. And this is the expression of the first word, graced us, and then favored us in having, amen, been placed in the beloved. Perfect tense. We were and we are. Perfect tense is a completed action in eternity and with ongoing results in time. Whenever we manifest, God's grace and favor is right there. In your worst moment, according to you, in your worst stress of mind, God's grace is still right there, covering you, securing you, loving you. If you mess way up, God's grace, if you belong to Him, grace is what got us, keeps us, brought us, hallelujah, placed us. Grace and nothing else, not our works. When you came down to shake the preacher's hand, you were already his. According to this, you were already graced in the body of Christ. When you moaned on the, rocked on the mourner's bench, you were already his. When you spoke, whether anybody could interpret your tongue or not, you were already his. When you were baptized in water, you were already his. That was his means, process of introducing you to him. He snatched my ball from me. All right, and introduce me to him. I couldn't think straight, walk straight, work straight, but he straightened me and caused me to know that he loved me and that I was his. Then he informed me later that I didn't become his when the excess went. I was his from eternity. I was always his. Eternity. No beginning, no ending. You can't mess up and get out of Christ. You didn't straighten up to get in, and you do not mess up. Don't mess up. Pray God, Lord, help me, keep me. You can't mess up enough in trillions of ages to get out. Omnipotence holds us all. We are graced. We don't work ourselves in and work ourselves through, except in the works that are ordained of God that we bring forth for testimony. Hallelujah. Now, I had an alternate title. God's sovereignty in election to salvation, which the Lord gave Pastor in the document to write, I had an alternate title because I keep encountering God's people that do not know or do not believe that they were chosen unto salvation. They think, as most of God's people, that something they did got them saved. Nothing could be further from the truth. Continuing scripturally to prove it. We were, Ephesians 1:4, according as he chose us in him before creation or foundation of the world, being holy or separated, the choice separated us. Here come those pronouns. The choice separated us from them from those.
Right. Amen.
We are his because of his choice. They are not because of his choice. Praise God. Contrasting, this is an ordinary title, contrasting the elected by and through God's grace. Because when the choice was made, we weren't there to say, me, or to try to get God's attention in something. Hallelujah. Contrasting those elected by and through God's grace from the non-elect. Elder, are you ready? Let's please corroborate beginning in Romans chapter 9. And Elder, I'm going to move you back a few verses. Let's take, and from the interlinear Greek text, let's take verses 10 through 17 before we move to 21 through 24. I think at least two endings or three. Amen. Hallelujah. If it were my word, I'd say what I got to say. But this is God's word to inform his people. And we speak on his behalf by the enablement of the Holy Spirit, God's word to God's people, to inform you that you be encouraged and enabled in your spirit. Romans chapter 9, verses 10 through 13. Let's look at an example of God's choice through grace. Ella, when you're there, begin reading at verse 10. Romans chapter 9, verse 10. When you're there. Yes, interlinear Greek text.
Romans chapter 9, in the interlinear Greek text, beginning with the 10th verse.
10th verse.
And not only, but also
Rebecca,
from one conceiving Isaac, the father of us.
Isaac's wife, amen, conceiving, all right. Next verse, Elder.
Verse 11. For not yet being born,
nor
practicing anything good or bad.
All right. Not yet being born. Not yet being born. That covers not yet shaking the preacher's hand. Not yet being baptized. Not yet repeating the sinner's prayer. Not yet coming down front. To accept Christ. Not yet. Not yet having been born. What else, elders, there?
In order that,
or for this purpose.
The according to choice.
Oh, Lord.
Purpose of God may remain.
According to choice. Now, somebody still don't think I wrote this, or I sneaked this in there. This is God's word, rightly divided, properly exegeted, gone to the original language, which is the Greek language, which God sovereignly calls this text to be written in and interpreted over into English. According to choice. According to choice. God chose one above the other. Not yet being or having been born. Not yet. God chose before birth. Same thing here with us. This is Paul teaching on election. All right. Read on, Elder.
Verse 12, not of works, but
we think that what we do get us in, and what we do more keep us in. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's in the aorist tense. Aorist tense is a completed act in the only venue where it can be completed. When? always was completed. That's the only venue that always completed can abide in eternality or eternity. Time had to have a beginning. Somebody call you and say, what are you doing? I just finished mopping the floor. You started mopping. You continued to mop. And then you finished mopping. But in eternity, it always was. Without beginning and without ending. If you see any scripting where began relating to eternity, it is for finite minds. We cannot fully comprehend no beginning and no ending in our finite or limited minds. Praise God.
But we will.
When we are manifested where we are. When we are manifested where we are. That's not double talk. Dorothy, in the Wizard of Oz, she ran around Oz doing everything. She led Toto on a journey. She danced with the munchkins. And she sang, too. She ran from the wicked witch and rejoiced at the appearing of the good fairy, so to speak. She had indignation against the wizard for fooling folk, running a game on the folk. She had friendship. She had excitement. Sound familiar? We have all those things. Now, I don't know whether she had a job. But she had all those things. However, at the end of the story, she had never left home. Only thing was manifested in Oz was her consciousness put her in Oz. But she had never left home. We are manifested conscious-wise in manifested in bodies and in consciousness in physicality through smelling, hearing, thinking, eye gate, ear gate, tasting. But we have never, ever left home. The body of Christ. Eternality. Glorified already. Cleared. Beloved. Forgiven. Graced. Cherished. Praise Jesus. Ella, which verse is that? 12? All right. 13 of them.
Verse 13. Mm-hmm. Even as it has been written.
Even as it has been written.
Jacob have I loved.
The rascal have I loved.
But Esau have I hated.
But
I
hated. Esau, whose conduct was better, more favorable than Jacob's, he was hated of God. And ministers all over the globe keep trying to make that word hate into having been loved less. Saints of God. Now, I stand in the presence and in the midst of educators and professionals, doctors, educators, educated professionals. They research stuff, but I look stuff up. It means hated. Hated. Not loved less. And we're going to see continuous of that. Ella, drop down to verse 21. That was a pun. That was a pun there. They do research. I look stuff up. You missed it. All right.
Verse 21. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. Or has not authority
mm-hmm.
the potter of the clay
uh-huh.
out of the same lump
uh-huh.
to make this to honor vessel
uh-huh.
that to dishonor.
An analogy, giving an analogy, scriptural analogy of God. not the potter of the same lump, flesh, according to Adam, deposit a sinful nature processed in manifestation from Adam. All, every ethnicity, every gender. Praise God. The potter of the same lump of manifested humanity. To having made, in his eternal decree, one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. Read, Elder.
Verse 1 and 2. But if wishing, God...
Actually, that's but if willing. God is nowhere... Ooh, I wish. Not God. We do that sometimes. Not God. The Almighty. What if willing, everything is according to God's will and purpose. He don't have to wish anything. By a saying, Hebrews 11 and 3, he spoke the ages into existence. Whatever ages you studied in school and more, he spoke them into existence by a saying, our unlimited God who is our Father. Read, Ella. And the ability of him,
which God, to show forth his wrath.
His wrath. To show forth his wrath.
And to make known the ability of him.
Esau was shown God's wrath, even with his somewhat favorable conduct as opposed to Jacob's. He was not beloved as the rascal, Jacob. All right?
Or in much long suffering,
that is an aorist indicative. Saints, nothing is happening in time, but manifestation, but testimony, evidence of what God has previously eternally decreed. That's all you get in the created entity or stage or show place of time. Is manifestation. Testimony only. Long suffering. God already planned, purposed, decreed it, called it into existence. What Jacob would do and what Esau couldn't become. Of him bore in much long suffering, aorist indicative. Aorist tense, completed action in the only venue that it could be completed, eternity. And indicative mood. Indicative mood is a fact, and a fact is a thing that's done. Otherwise, it would not be a fact. Aorist indicative, completed fact. But for some, we'll say past completed fact. All right, long-suffering, what? Vessels of wrath.
Having been fitted for destruction.
Having, here it is again, proving that God has to choose, otherwise we wouldn't be who we are, his children. Having been fitted. This is in the perfect tense and the passive voice. Everything is according to God. Perfect tense. Completed action with ongoing results. When time was created, the results or effects were still ongoing. Completed with the effects going on. Hallelujah. And the passive voice. Esau didn't make himself who he was. And J.R., Jacob the rascal, didn't make himself who he was. It was God's choosing, doing in eternity. Same thing with us. Same thing with us. When folks saw me had dropped the ball and grabbed the Bible, I loved the rhyme, even though it wasn't. They said, not Gavin. I said, well, brother, I can't believe it either. Jesus. having been fitted. If anyone in here has even watched a brick mason, you don't just throw a brick up on the wall and let it land wherever. You place it. You fit it in, solidified in the wall. The scripture says, vessels of wrath having been fitted. That means they were placed in their appropriate place, position. Our appropriate position, there's that pronoun again, one of them. Our appropriate position is having been son positioned in the body of Christ. The non-elect's appropriate position according to the sovereign God of all creation is to be fitted for destruction and judgment. Eternally separated from God. Can't you see God's wisdom in this? That we can praise him the more when we see the difference. They didn't make themselves them, and we didn't make ourselves us. But God told me, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ella, finish that. I'm not going to even try to finish.
Verse 23.
Verse 23.
Uh-huh. And in order that
he
might make known,
here it is,
the riches of the glory of him.
That's why they are them. That's why they have been fitted for destruction, so that we can see the difference and praise him. We got eternity. We'll have the ability and enablement, spirit, unlimitedness, to praise him for what he has done. We didn't do it. We weren't there when the choice, the decision, and the doing was done. Creation had not been manifested. The world, the universe. Hallelujah. They were called into existence. Praise God. In order that purpose, that he might, having made known. The might is in the created entity of time. The aorist subjunctive, probability, subjunctive mood, the aorist tense is completed. Subjunctive mood is a probability. That he might, having made known. Amen. The richness, it's a noun. Riches is plural. But this noun is singular, so we interpret it richness. The richness of the glory of him on vessels of mercy. Hell, I don't want to read that next part by myself. Read the rest of that for me, please.
The riches of the glory of
him
on
vessels of mercy
which he previously prepared for glory.
Which he previously prepared for glory. We already glorified. It's just not manifested to us. If you work like I do and you got a check in the hole, You already have your check. The earnings, I would say. It just hasn't been manifested. Saints of God, I didn't even get half where I wanted to go. So I'll be back for finish number two. We are his chosen. We are his elect. Chosen in Christ. Amen. Our eternal abode. Us in contrast from the world. We the elect and beloved. They the non-elect and the non-beloved. We have nothing to boast about regarding them. and for the last time, because we didn't make ourselves us, and according to Scripture, they didn't make themselves them. So let's walk and rejoice in the unlimited grace of God. Praise God. Come on, get